been a minute. Good morning.
It's been so long, you missed your cue.
I can't hear.
I pointed.
I'm not paying attention.
Hello, listeners, viewers. Oh, we ain't got viewers. Hello, listeners, friends, family, concubines.
Huh?
You know, whoever's listening.
Whoring. My God, today.
Whoever is listening, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast. We are glad to have you today. How have y'all been? That's good to hear. How your mama and they doing good now? Sister them, brother them. Your divorced husbands, how they doing? You know, divorced wives. Hey, how they doing? You know how they doing? Your side piece. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just asking the folks how they doing.
Sappies?
Yeah. The ones you know the name of and the ones you don't.
You know what? Hell yeah.
But I've been saying, period, queen.
Oh my God.
Well, since it has been a minute, the people have been waiting and wanting.
Harassing.
Our manager.
She got on line. Y'all need to hurry up. Y'all behind on some dates.
We're here.
We are here. We are queer.
Yeah. Don't want to work a lot.
The lady in the balcony.
Y'all. Okay, I don't know if y'all see that goddamn episode with Pastor Mike when he said Jesus for 9 minutes and 25 seconds, right? When he had to get carried at the church because he was slain in the spirit. Y'all, it was a lady in the balcony. After the fire alarms had went off, she had to... Where you at?
It's going to laugh. That's going to be so loud.
She just up there... Having a whole Baptist fit, y'all. The fire alarms and all is going on. Just a... Y'all, we get out the church. After they done back away the church, she in the parking lot. Girl, you good?
If I was the usher. She went over that balcony. Give you something to scream about.
Give you something to show them holler about. Because, lady, let's go.
But, you know, people be in the spirit, and I understand.
They be in the spirit.
She was captivated in the spirit.
Having a whole fit. A whole fit.
Right off the bat.
You said she started hollering last Sunday, too?
Yeah. Yes. Cause she was across the way on the other side of the balcony over there hollering. She only did it once though, so you know, it's cool.
That's cool, I guess.
Lord have.
But you know, speaking of church,
straight into it. Let's talk about Pastor Marvin.
And his foolishness.
His tomfoolery.
Pastor Marvin Sapp lead, and they understand the cost that is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said, close them doors.
Close the doors.
Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant. There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. I'm challenging each of you all down here to give a $20 seed. I just think $20 is a lot of money. $20, believe it or not, when my late wife Melinda P. Sapp was alive, was a good date. I could take her to the movies, buy a box of popcorn, get one soda, two straws. I wasn't cheap, that's swag. I was looking in her eyes, she's looking in mine. Can't do that no more. Now everyone up here, we've all sowed and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Mm. Because again, it costs to sit up here. Mm. I got you. Let's see. So put your 20 away, preachers. That 20 wasn't for you. And this is what I need you to do. If you're giving electronically, or even if you're giving tangibly, I'm gonna have y'all come to the altar and give it, because I need to see 1,000 people moving. Bring them baskets. I want the baskets up here. I want to see the folk. Y'all start moving. Y'all can bring it right now. Come. Even if you're giving tangibly, just put your hand on the, take your phone and stick it on the bucket.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm. The Bible instructs believers to give generously, mm-hmm, and sacrificially, mm-hmm, with the focus on helping others in need, mm-hmm, rather than a strict legalistic tithe as seen in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. 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 Jesus affirmed tithing. Mm-hmm. We know this.
Right.
We know this. But he never commanded tithing, because you have to give out of one's own heart.
Correct.
As seen, what's the verse? 2 Corinthians 9:7. Got it written down. Each of you should give as you have decided in thine heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver.
Keep going all the way to verse 10.
Bitch, don't you want me to open the book? Because I only wrote down.
Don't worry. You know I got something stuck in it. Uh-huh. I got something stuck in it. Uh-huh. 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 What was that? 9:7?
Uh-huh. 9:7.
9:7. Verse 8 reads, and God is able to make all grace, mm-hmm, abound towards you, that ye always have an all sufficiency, uh-huh, in all things, that may be abound, uh-huh, to every good work.
Uh-huh.
9 reads, as it is written, mm-hmm, he hath dispersed abroad, mm-hmm, he hath given to the poor, mm-hmm, his righteousness remaineth forever.
Amen.
That is verses 7 through 9. We could go through 10, but the Lord is telling me not to say that because I got something right there.
But the more pressing matter is, shut the doors. I would have told that sanctuary up.
It would have ended worse than the New Testament.
Amen.
And you know how that ended.
Revelations would have came full.
It says the end. It says the end right there.
That sanctuary would have been towed up. Because step aside, Nikki. Step aside. Before I sidestep you.
Like, what that lady said, Sister Bernice motherfucking finger would have been back so fucking far.
I just don't understand. I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
That's just not the
and
way.
And that's not his first time.
Yeah,
doing
it's not.
That. This is his first recorded time doing that.
Yeah. He did it one time before it was recorded. Because he literally said, like, his daughter, she like fancy things, and he was like, it's not, you know, singing, you know, I'm fine with singing, but I must be paid, you know, to sing, so y'all can, you know, get the money going, basically. And they did it. Hey, pastor collection played around again, you know, collected his funds that he needed, and he sung and went on by his way. But that's just not me. He could have said the rest of it. I guess because, but when you shut the doors, would have sent me.
Shut the doors would have been crazy. Shut the doors is legit crazy.
Because what do you... shut the doors and come up to the front, even if you're on the phone, so he can see it.
Fine by day, y'all.
I just don't know where we're going in the world. But you know, that's no different than those churches that have ATMs in their church. Most mega churches have ATMs.
I have never seen one. Mm. I'm happy I haven't. Why is this here? Hmm. Who was supplying the ATM?
What you mean?
What financial institution is coming in there and depositing? Probably one of the church.
Yeah.
Mm. That's crazy. I'm sorry for the usher board. Cause that's crazy. 911, what's your emergency? Hi, yes. I'm locked inside of a church and I'm kidnapped. I'm not calling you because I'm locked inside the church. I'm calling you because you gonna need the EMTs up here because I'm about to get the fuck out. And they're gonna need you. And the cops gonna need you too, because they probably gonna arrest me. So bring everybody. Bring everybody. Because, like I said in that comment, now I feel like I don't like feeling like I'm held hostage.
Correct.
Like you said, fight or flight would have kicked in. My mind would have chose a little bit of both. Because we leaving. But mm-hmm. You're not letting me out. Now I got to fight. Because I'm getting out. I'm getting out of here. Whether you like it or not. What that man said on Boondock, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. Cause how did you pick the peel up, huh?
I just don't like the optics of it, and it's like I understand he responded to like his actual reasoning, and people were defending him, but it's like you can't defend shutting the doors. Like you can defend the rest of it. You can defend that. Like that's easy because in that people have an option. Like they either gonna give or not. Like because. I don't have to give you anything. You're not going to force me to give anything. But the fact that you're telling people to shut the doors,
that is
very alarming. That's alarming.
You know, I've heard people say, well, in my church, we've been robbed, so we shut the doors.
That's different, dummy bitch. Most church doors are shut. But people were getting ready to leave. Which is why the door of the church was open. The doors of the church are always closed during the fucking... When it starts, dummy bitch, don't... I hate people who act dense. That'll piss me off. Because you are intentionally playing on my motherfucking intelligence, and that'll make me slap the shit out of you. Because don't do that. Oh, because we've been robbed. Bitch, the church could be robbed at any given fucking moment. Somebody in the congregation could stand up and say, bitch, everybody get down and lay down. Because I carry my...
Well,
but that's just not a good reason.
It's not.
Like
it's not.
But he specifically said it to
the church. The doors of the church would have been open again. Cause closed is crazy. I mean, they open.
That's
again,
crazy.
Let go of my hair. Let go of my hair.
What they said when Malcolm X was giving that last speech before he got shot, hey man, get your hand out my pocket. That would have been a commotion in the church house.
Mm-mm. I'm happy I said give as you feel.
I'm happy too. For their sake. Cause I'm coming out of there. I'm coming out. Come hell or high water.
What was he gonna talk about?
And like old Bone Skinner said, let's be clear, I am the hell and the high water. I'm coming up in that.
Yes we do. Me. Just me. That's on my I'm sorry. You gotta muscle
gains back. I'm so sorry. Because I really like to hear this church. That's crazy. That's crazy. Damn.
I can hear you now.
Shit. I really like to hear. I'm talking about. I'm stocking the first shot.
That's the one you gonna have the problems with. That's the one you gonna have the problems with.
Cause she, but no, but how to come up on the phone some. My purse is right here. Put it in your lap. The no she would have got, because sweetheart, if it's enough space for just her purse right here, clearly there's not enough space to scoot down. Clearly. And her purse was sitting long ways. Like, it was sitting long ways. It wasn't sitting, like, taking up a body space. It was sitting like hot dog. Where's she scooting? Who's she scooting down from? Sitting in your lap. Bitch.
I promise you, she would have been the one that had a problem with. She was the first motherfucker to go.
You know, never mind.
Put a little light on her finger.
I never cared. I never cared. Girl. Open the door. Just open the door. Please. Please.
And the bodyguards and shit, so.
Dang, well, the bodyguards and Wolf and Damn up there. I'm worried for them. Hell.
They're gonna run, so stop not gonna hold you. They're gonna run away from the day.
They gonna meet. I know we all have groupthink, and I think that's what keeps a lot of people stuck in some things. And so I could even see, if it was to take place, I could see a lot of people just like staying put. I could see that. I could see that. Not me though.
Oh, okay.
Like I said,
we're leaving.
The doors of the church will open. They will open.
One of them doors.
It's gonna open.
It's gonna open.
Now, how it opens depends on them. You either open it and let me and mine out, because I don't tithe, no way. Let's just be clear. I don't do that, especially to bigger churches. I don't tithe. I will tithe to smaller churches, and even that's just a little bit, but I don't tithe to big churches. I don't do that. So, you're going to open this door for me and mine. And either you're going to open it willingly, or I'm going to put you through it. They don't make me no never mind. I don't care. I never cared. I absolutely believe in fighting in church. It's not my first time.
All that I say, the Lord know my heart.
And quite literally, church was never meant to be in the building anyway. Amen. Huh?
It's the message that was saying, if the Lord told him to do that, the Lord didn't tell you that.
People love thinking they are special, selected by the Lord to whisper in thine ear. And ho, what made you so special? Because Marvin's sad wife has been dead for at least the past 20 years. And let me tell you, that dick has been wet. Because he's not remarried. Right. The Lord told him. Yeah. And so the Lord's going to tell me too.
Fire
and brimstone.
Yeah.
I'll listen to Jesus when I get out about forgiveness.
Never would have paid it.
Stabbed the shot.
One of those little black chairs they be pulling out. Baby, rise. Because this motherfucking hell in the sound. Straight. Yeah.
I just hate, it's unfortunate. I'm sure she'll address it the next following Sunday. Well, this, well, tomorrow. Shit.
Think you'll say something about tomorrow?
I would, wait, tell my best friend. Yeah. Or my Sam. I would hope, because I would hope an apology comes to his congregation. I would hope it's that, because that, that deserves an apology.
It's not gonna be. Did you see the quote unquote apology he did on Instagram?
I didn't listen to it. I know he gave a reasoning, but like, it should be a formal apology. Let's see.
Yeah, Pastor May might not, he's not gonna address that.
I don't think he's gonna.
Also, this is also goes back to the things he said. Ain't no God in a lot of stuff that people do.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So,
he had that one. He ate that. Bastard. I want to go to church now. I'm telling y'all. I'm not that nice. I'm not that holy. And I ain't trying to be. Jesus was Jesus. And I don't strive to be like him.
What I said? His name was in that book. Mine was not. Not. It wasn't. Z-I-O-N is
in. Oh, okay. Oh, point made.
But Z-Y-I-O-N is definitely not in there.
Point made.
It's definitely not in there. Keontae definitely ain't in there.
Amen. I don't strive to be like Jesus. That's not my ministry. I don't.
Because nobody's perfect.
That's too nice. That's too nice. That's too nice. Let me tell you something. If it was left up to me, dying for y'all. Who? You can take yourself out the cross. You show motherfucking right. Let me get the fuck up. I'm not dying for whole sin. For you bitches to keep sinning. Get me off here.
One of the reason he was actually nailed to the cross was because one of them went and motherfucking betrayed him, and then the Romans came in and got his ass and hung his ass on that cross.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Judas.
Yeah. I was about to say that, but my biblical knowledge is it's all right, but it ain't great.
Oh, I know them stars. I know them.
Yeah. What are you here will betray me? Judas.
Damn. He knows. Yeah. Y'all wouldn't I don't strive for that. I don't strive for that at all. Fuck y'all. That's so wrong.
This is really weird. I was thinking about the video of the woman that said, name a Bible hill you willing to stand on. And she said, Nehemiah deserved more than what he got.
I can't agree with that.
Because what you mean, he was a cup holder. Went and built Jerusalem. Went back as a cup holder. Had to go down there and tell the motherfuckers, if you put somebody else in that goddamn room, I'm gonna knock the dog shit out of you. And then went back to be a cup holder. Told the Lord, I told him, if you put somebody else in that goddamn room, I'm gonna kill him. Basically what he said.
Come on, Gen Z version.
I love a good Gen Z version. Yo!
Because that is so aggressive.
Go to the chick, yeah. You said go to the bed. I'm going to tell y'all this. Pastors, start finding y'all a good Gen Z version. Nah. Please. It can be clean.
Don't mind when he
I need it. It'll touch a lot of us. The Gen Z version, I mean, New Living Translation, cool. But the Gen Z version,
ghetto.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, this shit came alive. Yeah. Yeah. Created the water. Yeah. I fuck with it. Yeah. But I need to go to Genesis 21.
See, this is why I don't like y'all young pastors, man.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was out form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The sixth day of creation. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, light this motherfucker up. And that bit was lit.
That's how you would tell it to him.
He called the light day. in the darkest night. This shit right here, daytime. That shit right there, nighttime. When the fuck street light comes on, y'all need to be in that goddamn house.
We know who we won't be letting read children's books.
Me.
It's like Samuel Jackson in real time.
Good, and he called the dry land Earth. I'm gonna call this shit Earth right here. Yeah. Yeah. If all you Bible thumpers don't come at me.
Shit.
I like the cuss. And I argue.
Ha. Ha. You okay?
What?
You okay? You all right?
The Lord on my heart.
Amen.
And so if I need a Gen Z translation, it would mix a little hood in. I don't feel like nothing wrong with that. I'm understanding the word. The other day I had you translate some shit in Gen Z, and I understood it, didn't I?
That's a damn shame.
Break it down, son. Why did I open straight to the book of Psalms?
Oh, a word.
The way of the righteous.
Ah, amen. Yeah. 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 Yeah, you take that little part
straight to right here at the end of motherfucking John. Job's confession and repentance. Let me shut the fuck up.
Yeah. My God. Moving on to more pressing matters. What are we gonna call this?
What?
This episode.
I just titled it Hazen.
Just Hazen?
That's what I titled it in.
Oh, a little more intricate. I like when you say, what say you be saying? These hands do not haze.
But they do pledge.
But they do pledge. I like that. I think I like that for a time. I like that. I'm gonna let you speak first. Cause you know what it's like.
What am I speaking first though?
Cause you actually know what it's like.
I do. But I ain't about to go back in that in time and take my letters. Actually, at this point, y'all can't. Cause first and foremost, I'm not active.
Amen.
I'm not active. I mean, who gonna fight me?
Shit happens. Bills gotta be paid.
Hey.
Bills got to be paid.
When it comes to processes in the divine eye, there is a limit.
Mm-hmm.
There is a limit. And a lot of that, a lot of shit going down within the last couple of years, the limits have been pushed past what they need to be. One, because a lot of y'all have took the purpose of what happens and gotten some type of high off of it and then taking it overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, we all do know that things do happen in these processes. People do go through certain things. But y'all be taking it too far. Y'all be taking it too far. Ain't no reason that baby should be dead. Ain't no reason somebody should end up in a hospital. There's no reason for none of that. And I also say in some of these situations as well, not a lot, some mm-hmm. of these situations, the people on the end of the ones end up in the hospital don't tell their medical statuses, even though that is asked of you in the process.
Right.
But that's not me saying what they're doing is correct. It's me saying that, how do I want to phrase it? Two sides of the same coin? No. these two things are similar. They were sisters. But they are not the same. Fraternal twins, if you must. Fraternal twins, because one does have to agree to this. A lot of people, some may feel forced due to peer pressure, but you're not, depending on the organization. I can only speak for my organization and my chapter and the chapters I've been around. You're not forced to do anything that you do not want to do. Mm. Again, that's me speaking for my organization and my chapters, because I've been in two. So, yeah, that's all I got.
I agree with you there. I do agree with you. I think for our organizations, we need a hefty moratorium to go back, revise, re-edit, and rethink on the principal foundings of our organizations. I think that people have gotten lost in what it is to be here. People think that this is about fun and enjoyment, partying, struggling, dancing, whatever you want to call it. I think people think that that is the core foundation at this point of our organizations.
They're not.
And I think that has happened as social media has grown and the digital era has grown. I think we have so much of a view on things and how we want to pull more people in that we forget that although we are a business, mm-hmm. we have key focus points.
We do.
And while we were founded, in a way, well, some of us, because some of us were founded for different things, but they evolved at the end of the day. Shade. But we're here for a different purpose. We are supposed to believe in something, mm-hmm. strive for something, and promote something specific. And the things that we are supposed to be focusing on have nothing to do with putting your hands on someone and saying that, oh, this is what makes you an actual member. I always push people to understand that our founders did not have what we have going on in mind, which is when we think about strolling and stepping, which is why that didn't come about until the 1960s and 1970s.
Correct.
That's when that started. So you're looking at what, 50 some odd years of strict service.
And also strolling, what we do now is not what they did when it first dropped.
Right. I mean, because dance, I mean, you know, dance was different. Yeah. But we're looking at 50 plus years for some orgs already.
Just straight service.
Of straight service and helping the community out. 40 for some others. I think what? Pretty much everybody was founded until, I think, what? I don't know if I think it was 1963. So, you know, there was a good amount of years. But I also tell people is look at when your founders were born, look at when your charter members were born. And a lot of our members, founding and charter members, were born in the late 1800s.
Right at the end of slavery.
Right at the end of slavery. They are literally the children
of slaves.
Of slaves. The grandchildren of slaves. Literally. Our founder was 24. The greatest name in Sigma was 24. 20, that was an adult. Mm-hmm. That was an adult. In their mind, nothing was crossing their mind about being beaten
at
to
all.
Say that you belong to an organization. Even branding, some people get them, some people don't. But branding ties back to slavery. Our founders were not branded.
They were not.
Our charter members were not branded. Like, they just weren't. That's something that we started. Like, once strolling and things got to where it is, but like
that would have been trauma for them,
right? That's trauma based, and so we get into this era of where we're consistently beating on people, and even then, this same thing was happening back in the '70s and the '80s when hazing really, really started. The whole pledging above ground, and pledging above ground, I think, was kind of helpful to keep those things from happening. I think when it started to be more underground things, that's when we start seeing this. Mm-hmm. Because that's when the deaths started to happen.
Yeah.
People being beaten to death, people drowning, you know.
What was that story about them AKs that put them bricks on and walked into that damn water?
Right. Like, all these, throughout the year, this is not just something that's popped up in the recent, it's been happening for the past 40 years. And there's no stopping point to it. Because people, we have people in place that think that it is necessary.
Right.
But the people who think and believe that it is necessary, they're either not active.
Right, I said don't do the work in an organization.
You do no work in an organization. You do no work for the organization. Your identity is the organization, even though you're doing nothing for the betterment of it.
Because I can tell y'all, during my process, half the people that I saw, I don't see them, nor do I talk to them.
Nor at the time of that, were they probably active?
They were not.
And I think sometimes it does help when you have people who cross in my age bracket, because you should have a better knowing of yourself and what you will allow, and not operate in the groupthink of it all. Because I think that it's easier to play on the minds of children.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we love to think that because we are 18 and in college that we are an adult, but your brain is not fully formed. And so it's easier to pull something over on someone who's 17 through 22, because that is the normal college age. It's easier to convince a child that, yeah, you should do this. You want to be one of the homies, right? You want to be welcoming, right? It's easier versus someone that was in my age bracket who just don't give a damn. Because... no. Or if you already know what Greek life is or what it should be, then you know that that's not important. You're not. What about you should I allow to hit me? And for what purpose?
Right.
And if you don't have a purpose, and we know this from my line, if you don't have a purpose, then the answer is definitely no. And I made it very clear. I'll smack everybody. I made it very clear. One of my pro fights packed up and left. And he never came back outside. Draco?
Oh, yeah.
Draco gathered his things and left. Because I made it very clear that when I got through smacking niggas up, I was going to reach in at that purse.
What was I at?
On the road.
Damn. Why am I off my...
On the road. Because I don't play like that. I don't play. And I think most people, when you have someone who knows how to stand up for themselves, again, it doesn't happen on every line. Like, it doesn't. You have to be able to stand up for yourself.
Right.
And for your line. Again, that's why we normally pick people who are young. Because they're easier to mold, however you want to mold them, so to speak, because they're young. Their brain's not fully molded. So you can mold them. But it's important for a person to be able to stand up for themselves and just say no. That's important. And we get instances like this because to punch someone in their chest, watch him have a seizure and stop breathing, and then to undress him,
change his clothes,
redress him, drive him to the furthest hospital and leave him there.
He was already dead.
That is truly disgusting.
He had to be already dead.
Absolutely. He was dead when he stopped breathing. He was... You only have so many seconds or minutes.
5 minutes?
At best, when someone's had a seizure. At best. You don't have that long. You don't have that long. Because... and if they knew what they were doing, they would have performed CPR then.
Yeah.
If you knew what you were doing. And so when we find these things in people who've been hazed and they're just going down the line, because all they're doing is making it worse for the next person who comes after them. That's all. And it's getting worse and worse. And no, hazing doesn't just stop at beating. We know hazing is sexualized heavily.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people, both men and women both, have been raped while online. They have been sold while online. Was that Clark Atlanta or was that Spelman? Was one of them schools in Atlanta, they were selling them girls, the AKs. They was pimping them girls out to the old ass men.
So one or the other?
It was one of them schools in Atlanta. But we know that these things happen and they continue to happen. I know me and you have discussed it down at your university, because I remember good and well back in 2014 and how they had them boys at the hotel room sleeping with whoever they were sleeping with. And they, to this day, they do not know whether it was a man or a woman. To this day, they don't know. But that is something you can pull on someone who, not that they don't know any better, but they want to belong. They're longing to belong and don't want to feel like an outcast.
Because most of us come into around the age of 18, we come into college. You have an identity of high school. You have no identity outside of it. So when you're coming into college, you have to create a whole brand new identity because you're around a whole different group of people.
Right.
Because you can't take that high school identity and think it's going to follow you into college. Bitch, you'll get slapped. You will get slapped because your popularity in high school does not
apply here.
It does not. Even if the people that you went to high school with came with you.
Right.
It doesn't, because they're going to find new people, hang out with new folks, and you're not going to be a popular kid no more. I know somebody that joined Kappa just to keep his popularity.
Insane, Your Honor.
And it did not transfer.
Not going to hold.
And like you said, we're going to try to do what the next person is doing because we're trying to find some sense of identity, and we're just going to follow the group.
Right.
And we're just thinking we need to fit in somewhere so we can find our quote-unquote identity, which is never really a good thing at all, because when you're developing and you're trying to find that identity, following somebody else's identity or trying to bleed into whatever you feel like is a social norm, you'll end up having to refine yourself all over again.
Right.
Later on in life.
Right.
And I can say that from existence. Well, it's experience, bitch, not existence. God damn. I can say that from experience. And it's just like, it's not necessarily a good thing, because I only went through what I went through in my process because my line brother said that was going to go through with
correct.
It. Me personally, I just would have
right.
signed off and went on about it. But I just did it because they said they was going to do it. Do I regret doing it? Fuck no. I'm right. not going to regret doing it.
I mean, because it shaped you in a way.
Yeah, it did.
It brought, I think,
structure.
Seeing you specifically, structure, how you govern yourself is completely different how other people govern themselves who probably went through the same things, if not worse. Mm. Like, but if you look at how they act versus how you act, it's very much so different.
Because there are a lot of people, we have this whole thing of made in paper. A lot of people take that made shit to heart, which I don't get why, because we all join the same organization and we all learn the same information.
Right.
Only information that's different is your chapter information. That's the only information that's different.
Correct.
So what's the difference?
A lot of them don't learn anything.
I didn't learn my chapter information until later on.
I'm not talking about just chapter information. I mean just base information.
Oh, that's true too. And it's just like, whether you got your ass handed to you on a silver fucking platter,
mm-hmm.
or you went to your modules and just sat in class and signed off,
you're still a member.
You're still a member of the same organization. Some of y'all are not members and go hard for an organization that you're not even in blueprint. Now, I can say there are some, because I know some,
right.
who paperwork got fucked up along the way.
Right.
I'm not talking about you.
But there are those who joined on the strength of, my friends and my brother, they did it. And so I was in it with them, but I didn't have the GPA, nor did I have the money.
Mm.
But they still count them as members.
And you still walk around here in paraphernalia.
Right. Because they say we are to respect them. And that's cool. I have no problem with that. But even for the ones who are made and who did pay their money, you don't know more than me. That is what makes.
Because a lot of times you learn what you learn during the, or you don't learn what you learn doing your little quote unquote modules and shop, and you stop the learning there.
Right.
When there's so much to learn about this organization past that. Because again, this is a business.
Right.
At the end of the day. And like I explained it to somebody because I was working at Target. I said, you look at your international headquarters as the international headquarters of Target.
Right.
You look at your regions, like the group region of people who's over that little region, Georgia, mm-hmm. Alabama, Mississippi, whoever. You look at who's over your state and who's over these select stores.
Right.
Meaning they over this. Your chapter is the store.
Correct.
And your store has to operate and generate and do stuff to report back to the group who reports back, well, to report back to the district, who reports back to the group, who reports back to headquarters. It's the same exact thing. This is still a business at the end of the day. And like I explained, yes, we may stroll. Yes, we may have our fun. But don't you have fun at work sometimes? Don't you kiki at work? It's the same situation.
Correct.
But the business has to be done regardless.
That's right.
You have to learn something new regardless, because stuff continues to change. But like, stuff continues to change at your job.
Right.
Yes, it may say non-profit, but bitch, a profit has to be made.
A profit must be made.
A profit must be made. Things must get done. Because we still have a purpose at the end of the day. And if you're not here for that purpose, why are you here? Why are you here? And I get tired of people saying, oh, it's fun when you're in college. Yes.
It's still a business.
It's still a business. And it does go for the rest of your life if you continue to do it for the rest of your life. Let's say that. Because you are a member for life. But your activity can't stop.
Right.
And a lot of you have no reason for your activity to stop. You have to stop. Because you're like, I'm not in college anymore.
And I think that's the thing, though. You would view this as just something to do in college.
And it's not.
And I found this. Yes, they started this in college, but let's look at what was going on when they were in college. A lot of things, no different from what we go on today, what we're going through. It was just a lot worse back then. But, like, yeah, you joined the college. Okay? What about people who join outside of college?
Right. Bitch, this is not Kappa Delta. This is not Teak. This is not Farmhouse. This is not Sigma Chi. We don't stop.
And even college. Then, those don't stop. They literally don't. Those people have they'd have banquets every year. They raise money. If those things do not stop, they don't represent in the way that we do. They don't stand for the things that we stand for, because we know that those organizations are rooted in racism. Mm. Which is why I will forever look at any black person that joins those organizations, because you are not welcome there like you think you are.
Of course not.
But they continue on. They continue on. We just don't see it. Why? Because we're not welcomed into those spaces. They literally have banquets in Montgomery. Every year. Every year. The way they raise money is something you've never seen in this world.
But it's about like, who is that in Troy that got over $1 million in their bank account? Yeah. Is it, it might be Kappa Delta. Kappa Delta FAMU got over $1 million in a savings account.
That don't come from them children. That comes from past membership. Those members still giving.
They still. What's crazy is they pay $345 a month just to remain active. That is crazy.
And get what they pay it.
They
pay it. Them and their parents. They pay it. So it's like they're there. But they don't operate like we do. But we also know that hazing goes on with them too, because they be having the same amount of deaths. The drunken deaths at that. They be drinking themselves to death.
They do.
It's just those things do not have purpose or place in our organizations. And it's how do we find a way to detach from that? And I think that's the piece that one has to find.
It always... I can say it's easy to find a piece to detach. I can say that, because it only takes one person, but it also takes one person to fuck it up.
Correct. I agree with that.
It also takes one person to fuck it up. Example, down the street, 45 minutes from AUM. We didn't have these issues.
I'm still gonna stand on. They are a bunch of dummies, because it was on his paperwork. That you are supposed to read as a profite.
They're not reading. Because why? Because you start listening to people who's one, no longer at this school. Two, not active. And three, don't know shit. Because why? They profites didn't know shit. And why? Because they profites didn't know shit. And that's a problem. That is a problem. Y'all are a bunch of motherfuckers who don't... And I'm not just saying it's that one chapter. It's a lot of... Absolutely. It's a bunch of y'all that just don't know fucking shit.
That purple and gold school.
Hey. You know? And I just... will never understand why I never took time to know shit, because we all go through the same process. But the grad chapter is such a booga 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 boo. But
and some of them have some issues too.
They do. But for the good ones.
Yes. And it just makes it, it makes it, I think it makes it hard. And it's very unfortunate that this happened to him. And I'm glad they got the main people. You know, I'm glad about that. But I would lock everybody up, honestly. Truly. I want everybody in jail.
But like, I don't understand also, like, when people, I don't understand this also, when people decide to not go through the process, or you send them through the process and they get hospitalized,
right?
Y'all ostracize them motherfuckers,
right?
Why? That makes no logical sense to me, because again, y'all all sign the paperwork, we be like, oh, we didn't go through the same process, just cause they didn't get their ass beat by a bunch of group of men makes them lesser.
It's that piece right there. Because again, I would love to know the thought process in allowing some grown men to beat on you for the sake of brotherhood. At my job, there's a man who, he saw me, I think I had my sweater on, he's an alpha, and we were talking about, you know, processes. And again, I make it very clear, I didn't play like that. You will have to get out there. You're gonna have to get out there. I wasn't touched until it was like 6 months after. And I only did that to, I allowed my profile, who I knew would not do any actual harm to me past what we were talking about. I knew it wasn't going further than that. And even if it was to go, he knows me well enough to know it wasn't going to go. Okay, let's be clear.
I like my life.
Amen. But that man himself, a man of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated, said unto me, he had one pro fight who used to deliberately pick on him and would just beat him for no reason at all, to the point to where when he was initiated, he had to ask them, were they allowed to take back his membership? And when they told him no, he said he went to that man's apartment and beat him bloody. It just so happened that the man he beat bloody was also his dean of pledges. Mm. And so when they had their show, the dean of pledges was not in attendance because he beat him up just that bad.
What a matter.
And that's the kind of reaction one should expect, because why are you you're putting that much hate in someone's heart for you, and some of that hate, some most oftentimes it not extends past the person or the people that did it to them, and it goes to the organization.
Remember what I told you? I said I was going. Jason was going to get
good. Right.
He was going to get up out of here. I'm not going to hold y'all. He was going to check up out of here. I was so serious about cutting that man break line.
My God. And so when we talk about folks who denounce, I know we love to think that some of them are just denouncing just because. Oh, they couldn't have went through that. They couldn't have. But you just never know, because what about the ones who did?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't denounce, there are those who did experience something. And they don't take it out on the organization, but they do not speak to those people. I know several people who do not speak to their profiles.
Mm-mm.
Even when we came out, baby, you know, we got into it on Twitter. Me and Dante, we had it out. And you could see, even in him, because me and Dante are the exact same age, but we cross what 6 years apart, 7 years apart?
Yeah.
Because he crossed centennial year.
Right.
But even though we're the same age, our thought processes are so different, because in his head, it made sense for another grown man to bend him over and watch him on the ass. Because, and I'll never let it go. And I say it to him to this day, I'll never let it go. For him to fix his fingers and type on Mariah Carey's internet, you let another grown man bend you over. Yes, because I like men. What was your excuse? Was my response. Because you let another grown man bend you over to say that you are a member, and I didn't have to. And you're bigger than me.
A word.
You're larger than me. But when no grown man bending me over, not in that context, not what I do in the privacy of my bedroom and or my car, because I pay for it, and it's my business and my business alone. But to say, oh, this is the only way you can be a certified member,
it's bullshit. Well,
bitch, I guess I won't be one.
It's bullshit.
By your account.
Keyword. By who account?
Your personal account and whoever else. Because at the end of the day, if we put the toes to the line and go information for information, you're not going to beat me. I scored a perfect score on my test.
Hey, man.
You're not going to beat me. You're not going to out information me. It's just not going to happen. And every line after me has done very well on their testing. Because I don't play when it comes to information. Why? Because the person who was over me, as in my advisor, does not play about information.
He did not.
And so I hold that very dear to my heart.
Really did pretty well.
Like, come on. Because that's what you are to teach. All the other shit. Because
I went down the street and there ain't no shit.
Right. And they're the what? The most infamous.
And at the time was the largest.
Come on.
Chapter in the state of Alabama.
And don't know shit. Some of these chapters that are older. And their members don't know shit.
Sigma chapter.
But all you know how to do. But all you know how to do. It's beat on these folks' children. And when it goes too far, uh-oh, oops, and my bad.
Do not cut it.
They don't cut it.
Some people got lucky that the folks' parents didn't press charges and y'all still out here walking around. Oh,
come on.
Oh, willy-nilly, because some of y'all should be in jail.
Under it.
Should be.
And for those of you who choose to go back because you allow people to make you feel that you are less than and go back and allow someone to then haze you, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, to go back and do a process is crazy.
To go back through it for, again, what I did was just, oh, let me see. 3 and 3. Okay. Do it again. Do it again. But what they go through.
Going through it twice? Not even twice. Going back and redoing the process is crazy, baby. You already are here.
You already have the membership card. Hello. You already have the membership number. And to go back a year later is nasty, nasty business. Especially for the person to be doing it who ain't seen an active membership since the year they crossed. You are out your punk ass mind. But what do I know?
Everything.
A point was made. That's why I'm invited to everybody's shop. Only for me to still get there and say, what you doing? In front of who?
And that's another thing. Y'all need people there who's gonna tell you, don't do that.
Who? Don't. And it's me. I'm a every
Why
time.
Why are we doing this?
What you doing? I stopped my... He can attest. I stopped my own. If I feel like you're going too far with the slightest thing, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Tell me. Let me know. Why are you doing it?
And also, because you made me think about something. For those of you motherfuckers who've never had a process and think you're about to give somebody a process.
Come on.
That's what really goes wrong. Because you don't know what to do. Baby, just because you know how to go knock down a wall.
That ain't.
And say your alphabet backwards, that is it. But you've never been touched and you trying to touch somebody is crazy work.
Come on, 521.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Cause that boy was about to beat your ass.
Hey, boy was about to weigh his ass out.
Because that's where we lose the frontal lobe don't be frontaling. Because I'm confused on why you thought that was okay. I'm confused on why you thought that was okay. You've never had a process. The closest thing you've got to a process was mind games and calisthenics. That's the closest thing you've ever got to a process.
And you know, technically they call that hazing.
That's crazy. That's the closest thing. That's the closest thing you ever got to a process.
They call that hazing, sister.
You go work out.
Anything that's physical. Technically, when you look at that, having someone do physical activity, it. That boy said that was hazing. Running them laps was hazing. As if we didn't run it with them. But I digress.
Because we definitely was running down the street with them.
Definitely was running with them.
Only thing we said is don't let us beat you.
And I know I wasn't going to run that fast. So I'm heavy on the ass one. And it was cold.
It was cold. But you trying to get somebody a process when you've never really had a process. Bitches don't even know what an apple tastes like. Because I'm...
When nobody doing it. What's wrong with you? That shit coming through somebody's pores. Only a dummy bitch will bite into that shit unknowingly. Come on, a fucking blue apple.
Blindfolded
my ass. First, let me tell you something. And I freak with the lights off. But I can see. You not putting nothing in my mouth I can't see. Bitch, and that's why I should have crossed Spring 19. 18, whatever. Whatever the fuck you were. That's why I should have cried. Because, bitch, no.
You had to fight them niggas.
And fight I would have.
You would have. I mean, look at LJ.
Fight I would have. Because, no.
That's funny. Our order still would have been the same. It'd have been you, LJ, me, Migo.
Yeah. Yeah, Spring 18. I'd be saying 19. I'd be forgetting. I ain't on the bitches again. Spring
18. You know you're honorary at this point.
I got it. Y'all would.
We're going to get you a jacket.
We're going to
get you a jacket.
A whole new fucking name. No. Blindfolded. Bitch, if you parole. What's that other name?
I was going to say. Death Note.
Cause death is upon thee. You know I like it. Yeah.
Death Note.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Cause me in my head I always had prosecutor. I don't know why I had prosecutor back there.
To my fool.
You
to me? You know what? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Cause them niggas going down.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Prosecutor. Yeah.
Hell yeah. We gotta get that made. Uh-huh.
You know everybody around them got two line names.
Yeah.
Your second one, girl.
Cause not blindfolded.
Oh, we took out there for the for things. We were
blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, no.
I'm so happy that LJ got Will and I didn't.
Bitch, no.
We probably wouldn't have made it.
That's crazy. That is why.
I also want to take Will up out of here. We probably wouldn't have made it.
Y'all needed me. See, all Mingo had to do was say something. I would have been live and in color if they interested me. Cause I know for a fact I had the GPA. I know for a fucking fact I had the GPA and then some.
That's crazy. Me, I'm transferring to Troy. Okay. A semester later. So she wanna have me Troy.
Okay. Blindfold, hell nah. Fucking Sigma Apple. Hell no.
Oh, we got them a version.
I mean, yeah. But again, when you don't know what you're doing.
What do we. Was it apples? Or was it, what do
the
we.
Fuck was it? What the fuck was it? And it was.
What did I soak?
Bitch, it was apples. Because we made blue juice.
Oh, yeah.
We made blue juice and we cut the apples up. Because they were soaked. Yeah. Yeah, they was out there drunk as shit.
Off a motherfucking soap piece of fruit. Nah, because they kept coming back.
Oh, yeah, because they did eat it all. Because, bitch, mm-hmm. We didn't get one.
We did.
Bitches. That's when the recipe was first born. That's when the recipe. If any of you bitches ever want to get into a juice war,
call us.
Mm-hmm. We got you.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy it did. Because I ain't going to hold you that. First one you did, I said, give me some tweaks too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Too much orange in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because it also changed the color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it changed the color. Yep, I agree. But we took that back.
Here ever since.
We've been locked in ever since.
Chemical X, bitch.
Yeah. But y'all,
I'm not gonna say do it. I'm not gonna say do it. But I'm not gonna say.
I say give it real thought.
Oh.
Know when you're being pushed to a limit that goes beyond what you see fit. Know how to say no.
Don't be scared to speak up for yourself, please.
Heavy on that. Reach out to someone. Like, because things do go too far.
Mm-hmm.
First off, just in general, hitting people in the chest, in the back.
It's dangerous.
It's already dangerous. You are playing with vital organs, especially repetitive hits. You are playing with vital organs because you may not be asthmatic. You may not have a history of seizure. It may be nothing wrong with you, but someone hitting you that hard that many times
can do it.
Anything can happen. It's just not worth it. Even with paddling, again, one must be careful.
Tailbone's right there.
Come on. That is a direct connection to your kidneys. One must be careful. Again, what I allowed my profile to do, because I knew he wasn't going to take it too far. And yes, to hit, those licks were hard. I'm a bit kinky, but they were hard. But there is a such thing as too much, because some people swinging as if you're their worst enemy. And if someone is hitting you like that, that is a person who does not care for your well-being. Simply put. But a moratorium, I think, would do us some heavy good. Is it going to weed out those people who are heavily attached to it? No. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here.
We would not be here. But I think we are in danger, Molly.
Yeah.
We are in danger. Because we see too many instances of it. How many lines have two separate lines on one line? How many times have we seen a probate when you know somebody went to that interest meeting and started their process and they were just fine, and the night of their probate, they're in a fucking cast? That's not accidental.
Mm-mm. That two line shit is crazy.
It's nasty business, and it happens mostly with the girls.
Yeah, it does happen mostly with
nasty
the girls.
Nasty motherfucking business. Now, that's a cause to fight. I'm not going to hold you.
Two Delta lines, y'all the same chapter, same line?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Huh.
Work. Two K lines, y'all the same chapter. You ever seen a K line fight each other?
Let me tell you something. Bitch, let me tell you something. Picture it. Troy, Alabama. 2014.
Mu Alpha's gonna fight each other.
But, Mu Alpha and Brick House. Uh-huh. We were in that tent party. But just a little slither. Or was it 2015? Whichever year it was, because Jared had crossed by that time. Because he was DJing. And I remember, because we was down there, when I was one of the girls. And I remember the Sigmas and the Qs were into it. And we were in that bitch for a good time before them Qs, not one of them Sigmas, off his motherfucking feet. He was so fine, dreadhead. I wish I could remember that nigga name, but I know Jared know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Linked that nigga. Linked him. And they were jumping. I'm talking about Jared hopped over the DJ booth. I can't tell you where the fuck all them niggas came from. But they was in that tent getting down. And yes, the Qs lost. They lost. They lost. It was bad.
Thinking about the Sigmas that was on the yard at the time, of course
yeah,
they lost.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. It was bad. That year, I don't know. That 2014 to 2016, 2017. I don't know what was in the water with them.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's when a lot of crazy bitches crossed.
Yeah.
Because that's when, ooh.
They were with it.
Jamelia, I love you, but that's Brian the Time, Jamelia, Regina. That brick house lineup was crazy. With the white girl, let me tell you something. I wish I was, when Brie crossed, and I've been knowing Brie from it.
But it was rough. In that year period, the Qs lost. Bad.
I wish I was on campus at that time.
I
couldn't graduate to 2017.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But they were out there fighting each other. The Ks were out there fighting each other right outside, because it just sparked different fights. Because after they was fighting, that's when the SG Rose got to fight each other.
It was just, it was chaos. It was fucking chaos.
Oh, good times.
Bitch, I done lived a life. Good time. Take me back. I should have applied to Troy then. Long live the tent party where the girls got in with a free lollipop.
Long live the tent party altogether. It ain't come back no time soon.
Damn.
Long
live the tent, baby.
I know Zabeta gonna try their best to get that motherfucker tent party. I know they are.
Burn it down.
Because the way I go tap on the neck. What are y'all doing? End up calling. You better get them before I do. Doop, 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 doop.
But again, everybody does make their own choice.
Make the right choice.
But make the right choice. And it's just about knowing when to say fuck no.
If you do it, find you a brother, an older brother who actually does care. And let them know. Get the information. Talk to them. Because sometimes that might just be the way to stop some shit. Correct.
So that's all I got. Peace and blessings. All
right. Bye. You put no dislike because he's
Oh, yeah.